No mai, hoki mai. This is Checkpoint. Ko Lisa Owen tēnei. National's newest MP, Sam Uffendale, has revealed he was asked to leave Auckland's King's College 23 years ago for his part in a vicious assault against a younger student. Uffendale was only elected to replace former National Party leader Simon Bridges in June. The revelations come just a day after the National Party conference in Tauranga. Sam Uffendale joins us now. Kia ora, Sam. Can you just tell us exactly what you did?
Hi, Lisa. On the last day of the year in 1999, 16, and in the fifth form, and a few other students and myself went into the third form dorm and kind of raided them. And on the way out, I punched a student, a bunch of times in the arms and body. It's easily the dumbest and stupidest and most regretful thing that I've ever done, and it's weighed on me a long time. The consequences of that were the next day a bunch of us were called in, and I was asked to leave the school.
Were multiple people beating this kid up at the same time, or just you punching him?
I think it was just me at the time hitting him. I only hit him, I don't know, maybe 4 to 6 times, a bunch of times in the arm and body, and then I left. I don't know what happened after that.
Did you use a weapon?
No, I've heard that asked or suggested before, and I do not recall using that. I only hit him with my fists.
Were you suspended?
I was asked to leave the following day. It was the last day of the year.
So it was an effective expulsion. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they asked me to leave, and they said, this is what you need to do. And so my parents and I then said, okay, we will do that. And so that was the end of that. And in sixth form, I had to go to a new school. And, I felt awful about it, and I have for a long time.
Injuries to that student were what, Sam?
What was that, sorry?
What were the injuries to the student that you say you punched multiple times?
I understand he had bruises on his arms and body.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hugely regrettable incident from a 16-year-old boy who... I learned a significant lesson from that.
Why are we just hearing about it now?
About him. What was that, sorry?
Why are we just hearing about this publicly now? You must have known that it would come out at some point if you were successful in becoming an MP. So why are we just hearing about it now?
Today was the first day that someone reached out to me around it, and that's where we've gone to from there. I made full disclosure of this when I applied for, to be the candidate for the seat of Tauranga.
When exactly, Sam, did you tell the party? Can you remember the date?
I told the party, it would have been April this year, when we were going through the application process. I think Simon resigned at the end of March, and I disclosed it in my application to the party.
So in writing, it's really important, the detail of this, Sam. So in writing, you detailed the manner in which you assaulted this student?
I detailed in writing what I had done, and I also detailed that I regretted it hugely, and that I had reached out and apologised to the person, and that I'm a much better person because of this. And
So the party is under no illusion about what you did, the fact that it was a serious assault. You haven't gilded the lily in any respect in disclosing this to your party. You've been totally transparent.
I disclosed this fully to the party because I wanted them. They needed, they requested that you disclose things like this, and so I did. I thought it would come up at some stage if I was successful, and... it's my duty to the party to make sure that they had full awareness going in.
And the leader knew?
The leader did not sit on the pre-selection committee. I do not know if he knew.
Okay.
He knew.
No. So, what is your intention? Are you going to stay in Parliament as an MP?
Look, I'm heading down to Wellington tomorrow, and I will I will have those discussions with our team down there.
What's your thinking, though?
I'm talking to a bunch of people all the time at the moment, and I'm going to go down there and I'll chat with our team, and we'll see where it lands. But I will discuss that tomorrow.
How can you possibly stay on? You'll become a liability for your party, won't you? This will never go away.
This happened. I'm not. Yeah, it's a serious incident. It is, and it also happened when I was 16 years old. I've faced consequences for it. Then I'm fully accountable. I've apologised. I've tried to live my life in a really responsible manner as an adult and as an example to my children.
And people will understand that you make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes and people change. I suppose the question here is, have you done enough to make it right? When did you apologise to the victim?
I reached out to him, I don't remember the exact date, probably around April or May last year.
April or May last year. So in your mind, knowing that you were potentially going to stand to become an MP, you then forged ahead and made an apology to the student. Is that how it unfolded?
No, that's not how it unfolded. Look, I'd been overseas and away for a long time and reflected on it as an adult, and it still, it kept bugging me, and I wondered how it impacted the person involved. And when we got back to New Zealand, within a year, I made contact and reached out and apologised. But Simon Bridges only resigned at the start of this year. I had no ability to foresee that.
We appreciate you joining us and clarifying that. That is Sam Uffendale, who is the National Party MP for Tauranga. As he says, he'll be meeting with other members of the party to decide his future after details of that assault have become public.